How Australia Can Smash Monetary Myths. Think Australia must live within its means. Discover how monetary myths block progress and how truth could unlock a fairer economy for all. Introduction: Awakening to Economic Reality. Location: Picture yourself in a suburban kitchen in Brisbane. A retiree scans a headline, "Budget blowout threatens recovery." He frowns, imagining his taxes being squandered. Action and thought: if the government's out of money, he wonders, who's going to pay for hospitals or pensions? Emotion: that anxiety is shared by millions of Australians and it's built on a lie. Problem: Australia's economic conversation is riddled with dangerous public money myths. The biggest: our federal government, issuer of the Australian dollar, must balance its budget like a household. This myth shackles progress, justifies cuts, and blinds us to what our nation can truly achieve through Australia's monetary sovereignty. Problem: myths that shape our economic destiny. Myth 1. The government must live within its means. Storytelling: in 2014, then-Treasurer Joe Hockey stood before the nation with his budget emergency speech. He warned that without cuts, Australia faced collapse. The media repeated it unquestionably. Reality: unlike households, the Australian government creates its own fiat currency. It can always pay its bills, fund services, and invest in the future if resources, labour, materials are available. Governments like Australia's can never run out of their own money. Professor Bill Mitchell: this truth is at the core of modern monetary theory, and Australian advocates are working to explain it. Myth 2. Budget surpluses are always good. Storytelling: in the late 1990s, Treasurer Peter Costello boasted of a record surplus. But many Australians also remember cuts to aged care, education, and Indigenous services. Impact: a surplus means the government taxes more than it spends, withdrawing money from the economy. A struggling economy can lead to job losses, stagnation, and inequality. This is the essence of the budget surplus myth. Myth 3. Taxes fund federal government spending. Storytelling: you've heard it, taxpayers' money pays for services. However, this view of government spending as dependent on taxes is not true for currency-issuing nations. Truth: the government spends money into the economy first. Taxes help manage inflation and ensure currency use, not fund the budget. This is one of the most harmful myths about taxpayer money. Spending comes first, taxation later. Dr. Stephanie Kelton: what these myths cost us. Location: a public school in regional NSW. The roof leaks. Teachers buy their own classroom supplies. Emotion: why can't we get funding for basic infrastructure? Asks a frustrated principal. Reality: the government chooses not to fund it, not because it lacks money, but because it clings to outdated debt and deficit myths. Public hospitals are understaffed. Students are buried under HECS debt. Aged pensioners skipping meals to pay rent. The cost of these myths: human lives, lost potential, and generational injustice. Monetary sovereignty as a tool for justice. What is Australia's monetary sovereignty? Fact: Australia issues its own fiat currency. It doesn't need to borrow foreign currency. It can fund anything for sale in AUD, provided it doesn't exceed the economy's real capacity, causing inflation. This is the foundation of Australia's monetary sovereignty. What could we do with this power? Imagine an Australia with free tertiary education, a federal job guarantee, public housing built on a national scale, a Green New Deal for regional towns. Several countries demonstrate how monetary sovereignty can be used for the public good. With a debt-to-GDP ratio exceeding 250%, Japan continues to invest in infrastructure and social stability through its central bank. China actively directs state funds into major infrastructure, education, healthcare, and renewable energy projects, lifting millions out of poverty. Other nations, such as Norway and South Korea, also show how strategic public investment fosters resilience. Norway uses its sovereign wealth fund to maintain high-quality public services, while South Korea invests in innovation and education as cornerstones of economic strength. Australia has a similar capacity. With bold policy and public understanding, we too can harness government spending power to create a more equitable society. Global comparisons, learning from others. Japan. Despite a debt-to-GDP ratio of over 250%, Japan remains stable and prosperous. Their central bank buys government bonds to keep interest rates low. China. China uses its monetary sovereignty to build entire cities, high-speed rail, and fund innovation. It invests first, asks questions later. Media and political myths, the obstacle to truth. Action. Corporate media push fear-based narratives, budget black holes, debt spirals, living beyond our means. Quote, these scare campaigns are designed to justify austerity and weaken public demand for justice. Dr. William Mitchell. Outlets rarely challenge the public investment Australia needs to thrive. A new economic story for Australia. Vision. No more "we can't afford it" excuses. Full employment through a job guarantee. Clean energy powered by public investment Australia can afford. A young single mum in Cairns receives a guaranteed job restoring wetlands. Her child goes to a public early learning centre. Her life is transformed not by charity, but by sound policy. Q&A section. Question: isn't printing money inflationary? A. Inflation occurs when spending exceeds real resources. Strategic investment can boost capacity and prevent inflation. Question: doesn't the debt burden future generations? A. Government debt is just money spent into the economy. Future generations inherit better infrastructure, not a repayment plan. Question: why do politicians stick to these myths? A. Because they serve corporate interests. Myths justify cuts to services while increasing subsidies to the private sector. These are the true economic reforms Australia desperately needs. Smashing the myths for good. Australia's monetary system is a tool for justice. But as long as myths dominate public discourse, we remain stuck. It's time to move beyond fear, demand the truth, and invest in a future worthy of us all. Question for readers. What public service would you like to see fully funded by public money if the government stopped pretending it was broke? Call to action. If you found this article insightful, explore more about political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty on Social Justice Australia, https://socialjusticeaustralia.com.au. Share this article with your community to help drive the conversation toward a more just and equal society. Click on our reader feedback menu. Please let us know how our content has inspired you. Submit your testimonial and help shape the conversation today. Support Social Justice Australia, help keep this platform running. Social Justice Australia is committed to delivering independent, in-depth analysis of critical issues affecting Australians. Unlike corporate-backed media, we rely on our readers. Your support helps. Keep this website running without corporate influence. Fund research that challenges the status quo. Expand awareness of policies that affect everyday Australians. A one-time or monthly donation ensures we stay independent. Donate now. Thank you for being part of this movement for truth and justice. If you value our work, please leave a quick Google review here and help others discover us.